we go, and I didn't have to drop a flag today. It is Wednesday, July the 1st, 2020. First day of July 7, 2020.
You didn't have to drop a fly today?
Flag.
Flag.
Flag. Sometimes I have to drop a flag because you're talking during the break.
Oh,
and I have to let you know that show is about to start. It's showtime.
Well, I try not to be talking too bad. I mean, saying bad things.
You don't say bad things.
No.
Don't say bad things. We've got enough to talk about. So we're going to start here on the air today, which is an open freeway.
Wait a minute. I'm not done whistling. There, now I'm done.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you could whistle that good, Glenn. We're going to start today with a conversation you heard coming in this morning.
I loved it, yeah.
Which is fascinating. And I'm just going to toss it to you here to give your perspective, because I was giving my perspective on the selfie.
Well, selfies, I think you hit it on the head when
said
it's self, what did you call it? Self something or other, not aggrandizing, but that type of thing. A lot of people, there are different people, different types of people do different selfies. And I've made a study of this, a very deep study. Me and Princeton and Harvard got together. George Princeton and Steve Harvard, and we decided that there are some girls, women, I shouldn't call them girls, there are some women out there that absolutely love to take selfies of themselves, but theirs have to be perfect, like you were talking. Now, when I take a picture of myself, a selfie, it's basically to say, here I am at the beach with my son and daughter and wife and dog. You know, that's what it is.
Yes.
It's not to make me look good, because you don't have enough makeup in the world to do that.
Well, and you know, I have done them. But really, it's only because I'm alone when I'm trying to promote something or tell somebody I'm somewhere. That's the only reason.
Well, you've done kind of a selfie in that sometimes you do live.
The Facebook lives. Oh, Glenn, have you ever watched one? Of course not.
Not very long.
Oh, Glenn, they're brilliant.
I see you all the time.
They're brilliant. They're fun because you get live interactions with people.
Well, you always have a look on your face like, what the heck am I doing here?
Well, what are you supposed to do in that
picture? I don't know.
I mean, you have a camera pointed right at your face for an hour.
Yeah.
And you're trying to read
the
comments.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you do?
Well, you do as best you can.
You do as best you can.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people look like they're thinking. And I don't want that look, because I'm not really thinking that hard.
You get that look all the time, and I think you're faking it.
Oh, I am. I don't really think about anything. I'm much more disengaged than anybody would ever imagine with what's going on.
I can't stop laughing. Keep going.
Well, that's true. You got to be disengaged, Glenn.
Yes.
You can't be engaged in everything.
I know, but I remember looking at one, I think it was last week, and I thought, what is he thinking about?
Nothing.
It looked like you were really concentrating on a spot on the wall.
Probably. That was probably the extent of it. Because people ask questions, and those aren't hard to answer.
Yeah.
You know, I can answer those.
Yeah.
We had a really good response last week with that.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, it was a constant dialogue.
Well, you're always moving, so it keeps people's interest. I like the idea. I just don't want to do it.
Well,
I don't look good enough to do that. You're a lot younger, a lot better looking than I am.
Oh, Glenn, I didn't know you felt that way.
Well,
I might enter a pageant.
We're not in love yet.
Well, you know.
You might enter a pageant.
I might enter a pageant. You know what's interesting? I'll tell you, something has happened. I don't know what it is, but it's weird. People think that I'm younger than I am.
That's because I tell everybody
that. You tell them I'm younger?
Yeah, I see.
I don't know what that is.
He's a spoiled brat is what I tell him.
Well, you know, because I work with a lot of younger people.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And I think, in a way...
Like the girls.
What girls are you talking about?
The girls that you're always saying are women, because they're not...
you're talking about the old women.
Yeah,
you're talking about the old women. Okay,
yeah.
Well, they don't look as young as me because... Oh, no, Glenn.
Oh, yes,
No, you get on their side because...
Because they're pretty.
Because they're pretty. But I don't think they're pretty.
I like them.
I don't think... they are just not pretty girls to me.
Right.
They're friends.
Yeah.
But I don't... You know, they're just girls.
Okay.
That's as far as I'm willing to go on that one. So, but they are middle-aged, Glenn.
Okay, I'm going to not even argue with you on this.
If you are... listen, if you are over 40...
Yep.
You know, now, I'm not saying you can't live to be 90.
Yeah.
Maybe. But the life expectancy...
I'm planning on it.
Well, the life expectancy is your mid-80s. So if you are early 40s, you take early 40 plus early 40, that's mid-80s.
But do you know that as you get older, your life expectancy goes up?
Unless you get hit by a bus.
Well, if you get hit by a bus, it really goes down fast. Yeah.
You know, why do we always say a bus?
Well,
we don't even live in a bus. You're more likely to get hit by a car.
Probably, yeah. But a bus would do a lot better job of it.
Would it?
Well, I don't know. 14 tons running over you, probably do more than 2 tons.
Did we finish our selfie conversation?
I don't
think
so.
That was very quick. What did you say?
Well, I just pointed out that there are some youngish women, to me, woman or whatever the word is, that like to take pictures of themselves because they're pretty. And they know it, and they always do themselves up. Now, my daughter-in-law, well, I have two daughter-in-laws. They're both very pretty. One of them loves to take selfies. The other does not. I hope neither one of them are listening to this. One's in Worthington and one's in California. And both of them have listened to our show, so they might be. I'm sorry, girls, if you're listening. One of them... the one in California is absolutely a knockout, a stunning, beautiful girl. And when she takes pictures of herself, sometimes she dolls herself up too much.
And I only know one knockout.
Too hard. I'm sorry.
Oh, did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No. I really
I feel
am
bad
done.
Now.
No, don't feel
oh,
bad.
Oh, I feel horrible.
You only know.
I'll never, oh.
tell us about this knockout.
No, I only know one. When you said the term knockout,
yeah.
Because I think a lot of people, you know, oh, they go to a bar, oh, there's a knockout. You know, oh, my family members are knockouts. Oh, my, and that's okay. I'm not objecting, but I was just thinking in my own life, I only know one knockout.
Well, I tell you what, if you met my daughter-in-law, Tara, you would call her a knockout and you'd stop and look at her for more than a second.
But see, I maybe not, because I like different things.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we all do. Now, there's a topic of discussion.
Hit it, Glenn.
Well, why do some people think one woman is gorgeous and another person thinks that same woman is not gorgeous? Why do some men absolutely hate heavyset women and others absolutely love heavyset women? Why do some people like women with fake red hair or fake green hair? I mean, I have no idea.
Oh, this is strange, Glenn. I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
Because I mean, there have been brunettes in my life.
Are we going to a great minds think along the same line?
Well, this shocked me when I learned this like a month ago that, and I'm not saying they all were like long-term relationships, but I go back and I look at a lot of the people who I have had relationships with and the one person I was engaged with, and the people who I tend to like the most, they're redheads. Now, I never thought about that.
Real redheads?
Real redheads. Until recently, it never dawned on me that they were all redheads.
And you're dark, semi-dark brown hair.
Dark brown.
Yeah.
My hair was much lighter brown when I was younger, but now it's darker brown. And there's no dye in that, so, you know, this is natural, and I haven't lost my hair, so
mine
I'm happy with that.
Mine is naturally combed in.
Uh-huh. But I don't know what it is, and it doesn't, because here's the funny thing about it. Okay, I'm going to try to tiptoe through this, because I don't want to give names, but there are two, but see, I don't know if it's about the red head. But it is redhead. A lot of them are redheads. Say that to say this. The girl who I was engaged with used to like to dye her hair, like a lot of redheads do.
Mm-hmm.
And she would dye it blonde, you know.
Why?
Oh, a lot of redheads.
Mess up beautiful red hair.
Oh, a lot of redheads do that.
Okay.
And I remember she had blonde hair at one point, and that was and she liked it, and everybody commented. And I remember at one point she had really long hair, and then she cut it like to her ears, and that looked good.
Oh,
I thought that was her best hairstyle.
I hate short hair, but go
ahead. It wasn't short.
Okay.
It was like the bob.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
I just don't
like the name.
I don't like when you have hair down to like the back of your rear end.
Oh, you would.
That's too much hair.
Then you wouldn't like my Tara. She has hair that can get that long.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't mind long hair. Now, if your hair like goes down to the middle of your back, fine. I'm okay
guess
with
that's
that.
Where her hair goes.
I'm okay with that. Like upper back.
Yeah. So you don't like, what's that country singer's name whose hair goes down to the floor? She was very famous about 20 years ago. Oh, shoot. I can see her face. Never mind. Go on.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I do know what
girls like that. So, but I don't know what it is about redheads. I don't know.
Crystal Gale.
But it.
No,
passwords today. I don't know what's going on.
Senior moment. I'm sorry. Go.
Good way to make a conversation awkward. But I don't know what it is about redheads that to me is, and I never think of it that way, but I guess it is. But yet, if I get to know them and they dye their hair, it doesn't change how I think of them at all.
Oh, good. You got a call.
Oh, this will be good.
Get out of this one.
This will be fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Crystal Gale.
Yeah, Crystal that's Gale. Right. Crystal Gale
that's
is the one.
Help you out there, Glenn.
We didn't even know we were doing trivia, but thank you.
I needed the help.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. But no, I don't know what that is about the red head that...
Do you ever watch Big Bang?
I've seen it.
Okay. The girlfriend of Kutrapali is a redhead. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh. She, other than Penny, she could float my boat forever. that's a euphemism for she's pretty.
Is that what that was?
Well, I made it up.
Okay.
But anyway, the girlfriend of Kutrapali is red hair, and obviously she dyes it to make it more mahogany red type. But she is absolutely gorgeous. And the other day I was watching, I thought, she is absolutely gorgeous. Then I started looking at her features, and I thought, she's not nearly as pretty as I thought. I think it's
the red hair. I don't think it's, well, see, but I don't think it is the red hair with me. And I'm not sure why they just happen to have red hair.
Well, it could be, just...
Luck?
Luck, yeah.
Luck, it wouldn't be luck, would it?
What's the word
some of those people were not lucky. what was it? It would be coincidence.
Yes.
Could be a quinky-dink.
Yep.
It's a quinky-dink. You know what? I'm going to break here.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, Glenn, we're going to break for a minute.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in 60 seconds here with On the Air on WWGH Radio 107.1.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian Native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Glenn, we're in the...
I didn't give a flag fast enough.
We only have 60 seconds in those breaks. No, what we were talking about there was I get a lot of messages on Facebook. Three of them popped up there, as you saw.
Yeah.
And you want to do that. You want to be technology savvy like me.
I got to learn how to do that. I've been asking people to contact me on my phone when I have people on the air. And it gets confusing because I'm talking to somebody on the air, and then I have to read the phone, and it's a pain.
Well, that's the thing. I like to have it up over here, and that way I can look when I want to, and nobody can really see it because you're far enough away you can't read. And it's some of it might be private.
And your guests who don't feel at all ignored while you're doing that don't mind at all.
Do you feel ignored?
No, I don't.
No. You got to glance over here.
Yeah, you do.
And you do. Okay. But I don't know the redhead thing. I really don't know what that's about because so many of them have changed their hair colors once I've gotten to know them, and that doesn't seem to matter.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
When I was trying to stay alive because I had been fired from an athletic job, I was a car salesman for 2 years. Hated it. My wife said I loved it, but... the only reason why I loved it is because it was easy. I didn't do very well, but it was easy. One of the big questions is, what color car do you want? Do you want a light or a dark car? It isn't do you want a red or a brown or a white car. It's a light or a dark car. Which color car do you prefer? And is red your favorite color?
In a car?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to connect it. Connect the dots with your girls.
I don't... No, not really. Okay. I mean, I like a red car, but it's not... I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I couldn't even tell you what my favorite was.
Yeah, I don't like white.
I like the type of the car.
That's why.
More than I like the color of the car.
Yeah. You know what? I used to, and I've told you this before, I used to help people learn how to budget. And one of the things I told them is that cars are probably the least of your worries. If it runs and gets you to the place you have to go, and it didn't cost you very much, you're a smart person. If you've got a Maserati and it costs you $150,000 every time you go in for an oil change, you're not very smart.
Well, that's it. You know, my philosophy on cars has always been I like a low payment and I like a car that runs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because I don't spend a whole lot of time in the car. I don't really... People say they spend a whole lot of time in their car, but even people who have long commutes, they're spending an hour or two, maybe three, if they're doing a lot at night in their car. They're really not spending a whole lot of time in their car.
Like a salesman might...
If you're driving all day.
And I know a lot of salesmen that have had those real big, ugly, nasty cars. I hate big cars. I like little cars. My first car... Well, not my first car, but my first car after I got married was a MG Midget. I love that car. Got pushed off the road in a snowstorm by a snowplow. He didn't even see us. He just pushed us off the road, and he kept going.
Just kept on moving.
Oh, I mean, it was a bad snowstorm.
Kept on trucking.
And we lived south of Lake Michigan, so we were getting huge lake effect. And I don't think he ever saw us. I don't think he realized he had pushed us off the road. He didn't hit us. But the wake of the snow as he goes by has just shoved us off the road.
Well, yeah, cars are an interesting thing. I think, but I think most people at some point have some kind of buyer's remorse. I'm not saying I think they hate their car, but I think they get locked into the big payment and they get locked into the big insurance and they get locked in. And when you first get the car, you have no remorse. Oh, it's a new car, and every time you get in it, it's great. But once you've had it for a year, and you're still making that exact same big payment and I think you start to say, "Oh wow."
My eldest son bought one of those big family vans. It's beautiful. It's got all the bells and whistles. He can see a speck of dust on a crow's eye if it's sitting 25 feet behind him on his rear view. He can see it does everything. And we were all excited when he first got it. We went for a ride, and we were excited. It could do this. It could do that. I was with him the other day, and I said, "Oh, how's the car doing?" Thought he'd be excited. That's fine.
It does pass.
It goes away.
But everything passes. You know, anything that's new, the newness wears off.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I've been married to my wife for 50 years, because I realized the newness was going to wear off.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, and it wore off, and I actually like her better now than I liked her when we got married. But she was one of those blondes, fake blondes, when we got married. You look at my wife's picture when we first got married, and it's kind of scary. I mean, I liked her, and she looked very nice at the wedding, I guess. But
you guess?
Yeah.
It was your wedding.
I don't like... My wife never dolled up. She still doesn't wear much makeup, and... I like her that way, without the makeup. This way I know what I got. Unfortunately, she knows what she's got.
You know what? I saw a girl recently. This is odd. I don't even know if I should say this, but why not?
Who cares? What the heck?
Why not? This is an open forum. We're among friends.
I'll drink a coffee to that.
Yeah, drink it. Well, one day we'll have to get some real good drinks in here. Christmas. We're not that far away now, like 5 months.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Here we are, July 4th.
That'll be my 51st anniversary.
Oh, how nice.
We were married 4 days before Christmas. Go ahead.
That's
the only time I can get off from the Army.
Well, here's what I was thinking.
Yes.
The other day, I think I have seen this person without makeup before. I thought I had, and I'm not a superficial person. Matter of fact,
that's what he says.
Well, no. Matter of fact, I like girls without makeup better. They get all like makeuped up, And it, to me, in a way, it looks very phony.
Yeah, it does.
It looks, you know, clearly this is not how you look. That's why when people filter their pictures on Facebook, when you take the lines out of your face, that's not...
Can you do
that? Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Oh, I'm going to have to find that.
But you look so strange. you do. You look like a plastic is what it looks like.
I think if you use hemorrhoid cream on your face,
does that do that? Preparation H?
Yeah.
But it just, so I like to see people's, you know, I like to see their wrinkles. I like to see their freckles. I like to see their blemishes from life. I like to see that because if you can look at that and say, wow, they're beautiful.
Get rid of the running sores, though. I don't like those.
Yeah, you know, who wants those? But you look at that, you say, oh, that's a different perspective. But I don't, the other day, this is awful to say, because I've went so often to say I've seen pictures of people and my thing has changed, but it had nothing to do with their looks. This one had to do with looks. I saw this person, and I don't know, I thought for sure I'd seen them without makeup. But I don't know if it was without makeup and just really, I don't know what it was. But I looked at them, and I used to think that they were, you know, fairly good looking. And I looked at them and I thought, wow, what was I thinking?
How long had it been since you had seen them before?
Oh, I see them fairly regularly.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It wasn't like 15 years. Yeah.
No, so it was something had happened.
Well, I hope this person isn't listening.
I don't know. I can't save everybody's heart, Glenn.
I didn't
say any words. I didn't say who it was.
No.
But I did look at them for a second, and I thought, that does not look like the person. It certainly doesn't look like the pictures I see. Let me put it that way.
One of the things I didn't like about your live show is I didn't think you looked like you. Now, I see you all the time.
No, wait a second.
No, you were so somber. And
let me be jumping up and down.
You and I always have a smile on our face because we enjoy our own company.
Sure.
But you were so somber for that whole thing. I thought, he must not be feeling well.
No, well, it's kind of low energy.
Yeah.
You know, because you're answering questions. You're sitting in a room. But I'll tell you, that Facebook Live's catching on. That's an interesting thing.
Cool.
Very, very, very fascinating. All kinds of big stuff coming up with that, I think, in the future.
Good.
So that's why I know in the future. It's going to be big.
We need new stuff.
Yeah, that and podcasting is returning. Haven't done a podcast since...
Yeah, I was wondering
about that. Oh, long time. There for a while, I was turning out 3 podcasts a week.
Wow.
And then it all dried up.
Well, my daughter-in-law's podcast about poop went by the wayside, too. I guess you can only say so much stuff about poop.
Well, I feel bad because I used to like the podcast. I was doing 2 with 1 person a week, and then I was doing 1 with 2 people.
I think you overkilled it.
No, they were still good. It's just what happened was there was some conflicting schedules, and there were some conflicting issues. And so they all kind of just blew by. And the COVID thing happened. It was a strange time. And they all went by. But, oh, no, there was still tons to talk about. Matter of fact, I always had to cap them at an hour because in an hour we were still talking.
Oh.
I mean, there was plenty of information, plenty of topics.
Are you sure that the other people or person that you're talking about, I don't know who it was, wasn't tired of it, the show?
Oh, yeah, they weren't tired of it.
Oh, okay.
I think it just became a time thing. Okay. No, because I've told them, I said, you know, if you don't want to do this, I can replace you. You know,
is that bad? Cold-hearted.
No, if you're busy and can't do it, I mean, I don't want to like.
Well, I don't think I can replace you.
Well, what do you say, Glenn? You'd say,
I'll work hard to try and find somebody slightly, almost as good as you.
What kind of garbage is that? That's not true. No, the truth. No, because if it's different. Listen, if I have to get rid of you, that's one thing. Yeah. But if you...
Are you saying something to me specifically?
Probably
now?
One day. Sure, I'm sure that day will come. But I'm saying if I have to...
I'm going
to
leave first.
Leave first. But if I have to say it to you, that's a little more difficult. Because basically I'm saying I don't think this is going well.
Yeah.
But if they just can't do it, I mean, that's not rude.
That's an easy out.
It's not rude.
Yeah.
But I do want them to know that I got to bring somebody else in because a podcast is based in conversation.
Well, there are some very good ones that are one person that I listen to. They're political, but they're basically people that talk about what's going on. Yeah, I can see where a podcast would be far more interesting. Like our show is probably far more interesting than my show.
With two people. Yeah. They all are with more. And that's what the basis of those shows was about, two people. And there are some subjects, because you can talk about anything on a podcast. You can use any language. Although I will say this.
You can?
Yeah, it's the internet. But it's funny in that I don't think we ever used bad language. I think if you go back and listen to any of those podcasts, I don't think anybody ever used a word that you couldn't use on the air. So that was good. So they stayed family friendly. But I know there were topics that we had planned to discuss that were not things you would talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. Well, I shouldn't say that. That, you know, it's
not if you had a family audience.
Well, I don't know. You know, I was thinking the other day, were you here when the Virgin Bachelor was on television?
No, sir, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, the Exchange show on Friday.
The Virgin
Bachelor. Remember the Virgin Bachelor?
No.
Got all this. Oh, he was on the cover of People magazine on that Bachelor television show.
And I never watched that.
Well, neither have I.
Yeah.
But the big story was he was a virgin. That was the big kick. So.
Me too.
Yeah, aren't we all? So it was a big story, and we covered it because everybody was talking about it every week. Now, Charlie and I had not watched it. So,
I can't imagine Charlie.
No, we didn't. And Brandy was on the show. Now, she did.
And she did?
She did.
Brandy.
Yes.
My very intelligent female friend watched a dumb thing like that.
Okay. And Marge did not.
No.
But yet we would phrase it, so even if the audience hadn't seen it, you know, here's the story of the week. But we covered that the entire time it was on because it was such a big story. And
is it news?
I think it was.
Oh my.
I think it was.
I think you're
No, I think it was. I think it was sensational news. It wasn't exactly bombing of Afghanistan, but it, you know what, those shows got more feedback than people don't want to hear the hard stuff.
Yeah, no.
People want the fluff.
Yeah, they want to get involved in the deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a minute break and come back with much more. 60 seconds right after this. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back. 3,000.
3,000 hours.
We were just talking about the Charlie Evers repeats, which are on.
Yeah.
7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1 p.m. every day, 7 days a week.
Right after my show?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's still fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And he precedes me in the morning, so when I'm driving in at 7:30, I can listen to Charlie.
Cool.
And there are 3,000 hours, so you don't get a lot of repeats.
No.
I doubt anything's repeated at this particular point.
Does the computer decide what gets repeated? Or do you?
No, it's a computer. It's a random pick.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. I think I haven't listened to it because I'm running out the door at 1 o'clock to go do grocery shopping. Usually,
cars have radios.
Not mine.
No radio in your car?
I have a Model T. No.
Oh.
I have a radio in mine, but
you could listen to Charlie as you're driving out there.
And usually, I get there about the time we get out of the weather. So. So it's off. I'm going to listen on the way back.
You get out of where when the weather?
I take off from here at 1 o'clock, go directly to the grocery because I'm trying to beat any crowd, and go directly to the grocery, and then it takes me a half an hour to shop, and then I get back. But it takes me 15 minutes to get out of here and get to the grocery, and that is I've already heard that three times already because it's the news and the weather and stuff like that, which I've already heard.
So you do listen?
Oh, yeah, of course I listen. I just haven't been able to listen long enough to have Charlie's show come on.
But when you get back in your car?
You know what? I guess I probably have listened to him because when I get back in the car, the radio
are
is...
Are you zonked out when you're driving down the road?
Yes, what?
There
I
might
am.
Be a bigger problem here.
And I don't drink during the day. Matter of fact, I only drink once a week. I'm down to one beer a week.
Now, is that
it's a big beer, though.
But tell the story of why you only drink one a week. I thought it was a mandate from...
Oh, yes.
Yes, see, now don't try to hide it.
No, actually, this is it is a mandate. My wife absolutely hates that I drink anything because she knew me back when I was in athletics. Well, in athletics, you go on the road at, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you get to the place that you're going to play, but you have a whole day there because you have to get your sleep, you have to get your practice on the court. So you got a whole day you're doing nothing and a whole night you're doing nothing, and then you play the third day. So there's a lot of drinking that goes on, and I did a lot of drinking when I was in athletics.
Wife has come in and put the kibosh on it.
Well, she tried to.
Does she know?
Did I drink a beer a day a week? Yeah.
A day? Whoa, no, wait a second.
I used to drink at least a beer a day, but she knows I drink because I now take it home, which is something I didn't used to do. I never had any alcohol in my house. And then my son became a vintner, so we had wine in the house, and then I finally fessed up that I occasionally have a beer, so my wife will let me have one 24-ouncer in the house a week.
So it took that. It took that whole rigmarole.
No, that's what happens when you're married as long as I am. You finally figure out how you can get along with each
you
other.
You get away with everything. You got to do what you got to do.
Not get away with, get along with.
Well, I don't. You know, have we ever, I know I've talked about this on the morning show, and this reminds me of you talking about your wife. Do you think that people...
I love you, honey.
Oh, Lord. As if she listens. Do you...
Probably not.
Do you find that the group that people keep around them affect your opinion of the person?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we've never talked about this, have we?
Oh, no, huh?
No, this is a great subject because I've talked about this on the morning show, and a lot of people think I'm nuts, but it does.
Oh, just look at what we're going through right now.
It okay, so give an example of how you see this.
Well, the people that like Mr. Trump all like Mr. Trump. The people that don't like Mr. Trump all don't like Mr. Trump. And it's kind of that way. If there used to be a girl, my daughter was a standout athlete in high school and college, and this one girl, she ended up being athlete of the year because she was a better politician than my daughter. And everybody
Glenn wanted to hang with her. Still taking digs.
And now we're friends, by the way. But everybody wanted to be near her. She was real pretty. She was a decent athlete, not a great athlete. But anyway, yeah. People hang with people that are similar. I mean, they like to, if you like me, there are going to be people that like you that will like me because they like you. Do you understand that?
No. What?
But let's not go back through that. I got confused while I was saying it.
There are people? What?
There are people that like you.
Uh-huh.
And they like me because they like you, and you like me. Boy, it's not getting
any better.
That
makes no sense. That makes zero sense, Glenn.
Okay, somebody call in and explain it. You certainly somebody out there knows what
I'm saying. People who like me that like you... Because I like you?
Yeah, that type of thing.
I have no idea what that means. But I will tell you this. There are a lot of people I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there are.
I don't know any. Yeah, I know two or three people I don't like. You, we talked about besties. But
we did.
There such a thing as worsties?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, because it sounds like you got a lot that we ought to unpack right here.
Well, here's
right
the thing.
Now.
Oh, no, it's not. But it's never like a deep seated dislike. It's nothing like that.
You
it's,
let them know.
No, I don't even know if I do that. It's just like, okay, that person I really am not a fan of. So when I see them, I try to avoid them, and maybe the conversation is a little.
I think
more,
I know one or two.
Okay. A little more terse.
Yeah.
In conversation, but that's it.
Okay, I have. Only probably less than a handful of people that I don't like. I like most. Nah, I shouldn't say that because I have recently thrown several people off my Facebook thing.
For what?
It's always political.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I see. I don't have that.
I try to keep as many people with alternative views from mine on my Facebook, but when they get obnoxiously wrong and refuse to talk about it, then I throw them up. I don't want to hear it.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. And that people, I don't see, that's where I think we're getting into trouble. We're not understanding other people's opinions.
Absolutely. And I'm going to talk about that today.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Because I think we should tolerate other people. Isn't that what the whole thing's about, toleration?
Yeah, but we don't do that right now. We're at a time where we have given that up. We now are at a time where it's my way or the highway to everybody, I think.
Hope not.
I hope not, too. I hope it changes. I think it will, but I'm not going to say any more about that because I'll probably get some people that will hate me because of what I say. I don't know.
You know, if somebody hates me because of something I said, although I'm not political, I wouldn't harbor it. I wouldn't care. I just, you know, the political...
Are you not political or are you not openly political? Are you
closeted? No, because I mean, I vote. I do that.
Well, that's good.
I vote and I try to keep up with the news. I don't want to be ill-informed about what's going on. But do I get strung out about it and highly upset? And No, not really.
Don't talk with my wife.
You want to know why?
She gets highly upset.
Because I think everything's constantly changing, and in the long term, I don't know how much that matters.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I was thinking about my show this afternoon. I don't know that it matters at all. And when you get to be my age, and I know, Scott, you're just a baby, but when you get
true.
To be my age, you realize that tomorrow I could be floating with my wings. Not that I believe in angels, but I could be long gone. And
we all.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a bit of difference what you think politically.
Well, wasn't this... See, this was the end of my show this morning, is you got to tell people now, because we all could be floating in the lake soon enough, how you feel about them. Don't suppress it.
Yeah.
Mine came from... Because I was helping these two kids in their early 20s. I think they had some problem getting together in a relationship. I think they wanted to be in a relationship, but they were tentative of each other, and it was like a whole thing. So I decided to intervene and get them together.
So are you starting your own call-in thing where people can get
dates? I think
dates?
So. Yeah, I'll help you out with that. But what I kept telling them was, I said, listen, you only regret what you don't do.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
If you go in and fail, because that seemed to be what the problem was, the fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in and fail, fine. At least you know you failed. You'll never have doubt.
Right.
You'll know you failed. But if you don't try it, you'll never know. And there'll always be that question. Would I have failed? Would it have been perfect? Would it have lasted forever? So it's always better to know, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
And then some people are so sensitive, they won't even tell you how they feel. You have to say everything.
Sounds like you.
No, I'll tell you how I feel.
Okay.
But people have to say... The other person always has to say it first because they're I guess it's putting in themselves on the... Have you ever met those people? I know a lot of those people. You have to be...
Give me an example. I mean,
like, you have to be open first. You have to say big things to them first because they're afraid if you say it, they say it to you, that maybe you don't feel the same way, that maybe it will wreck something, that maybe you'll hate them. I don't know what that is.
Break their little heart.
Yeah, so they're very sensitive.
Yeah.
In that way, so you've always got to say it first, or they won't say it.
Yeah, and that happened a lot to me when I was younger.
Yeah, but they need to say it because if they don't say it, you don't get what's going on. A lot of people are oblivious.
I have gotten in a lot of trouble because I am of your ilk. I agree. If you like somebody and you want, you can tell them you like them. A lot of people take that wrong. They think, Glenn told me he liked me, so he must love me, that type of thing. That doesn't mean that. It means I like you. I really like to be around you. And there's nothing sexual or anything other than like. You know, I feel good being around you.
But there is the flip side to it. The flip side is that sometimes you hold back all this time and you never say it. And if you had just said it, boy, maybe the world would have changed.
I'm going to tell you a real brief story. About
you got
my,
2 minutes.
About, well, this will be even briefer than that. My father passed away, and we went. I was fortunate enough to take my youngest son, my eldest son, to see him when my eldest son was maybe a year old. And I was so thankful because we went in. I said, Dad, this is Christopher. And Dad smiled, and he had had a stroke, so he was struggling. And I said, Dad, you know, I really love you. And he died the next week.
Yeah.
And I was gone. So, yeah, you got to say it.
You got to say it.
For yourself, if not
it
for
It is
the
for
other,
yourself.
If not for the other person.
Because what does it really matter what the other person thinks?
Well, that it mattered a lot to me, what my dad thought. But,
well, right,
yeah.
But I mean, in the end, what does it really matter? You know, you're happy you got it off your chest, and if you hadn't got it off your chest, it would have bothered you.
As a famous rock and roll group said, it's dust in the wind.
Well?
That's all it is. Speaking of dust, where the heck is our dust from Africa? It didn't make it here.
Was it I missed that.
Yeah, we were supposed to get a big dust storm that came all the way from Africa.
See, there you go, watching the news.
Yeah.
The news is misinformed some days. But we're never misinformed on this program. Now, we're going to go to break here, but we'll be back in about 15 minutes with much more program, lots to talk about here, and then a progressive life today from 12:15 to 1 p.m. with Glenn Koble. Then we have offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon.
And Charlie at 1.
Did I even tell the Trinity Baptist time?
Oh,
6 to
no,
7.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Glenn. And Charlie Evers repeats every day at 7:10 a.m., 7:10 p.m., and 1:10 p.m. on this station. And the Exchange Club repeats today at 2:10. So it's
cool.
A pastor spot at 3.
What a great day.
It's a great day. Come back.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December, and likely said you didn't know anything about it. And it all